The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
This is Denise Nostrom, CEO and founder of Diversified Financial Solutions. Now more than ever, investment advice is needed. Not just where best to invest your money, but why. Are you investing for your future retirement? Are you retired and looking to maximize your income? Are you maximizing your income and concerned with leaving money for your loved ones? Are you investing for your retirement at the same time saving for your children's education and at the same time saving to buy another home? Are the markets in line with your goals? Are your goals ever changing? Please contact me at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691, or visit us at diversifiedfinancial.biz. For over 25 years, I have been helping individuals, families, and business owners navigate through all market conditions with only one goal in mind: my clients. Visit me at diversifiedfinancial.biz or call Denise Nostrom, founder of Diversified Financial Solutions, at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691 for a conversation about my most important client, you. Hi, welcome to the Financial Chick Show. My name is Denise Nostrom, and I am the CEO and owner of Diversified Financial Solutions. We are a full-service independent financial planning firm located in Medford. Thank you for tuning in today. You can hear me live every Friday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. on 103.9 LI News Radio from MacArthur Airport. The Financial Chick is here to help you make financial decisions, make better financial decisions and choices to improve your life and reduce your stress and anxiety about money. This is your show. Want to hear a show about a certain topic or have a question you wanted answered live on the air? Call us or text us at 631-758-8691. I will try my best to discuss the topic and or answer the question on the air. If you prefer to speak to me personally, feel free to call the office or visit our website at financialchickshow.com. So, to give you a little introduction, I'm a lifelong resident of Long Island and entered the financial service industry in 1990. I began my career at Smith Barney in Manhattan as a portfolio assistant. Still in the city, I moved on to a smaller firm, still working in the capacity of portfolio assistant. I did not feel that my ambitions were being fulfilled, so I trained to become a personal financial advisor with a company called IDS Financial Services, now a different name. I spent just under 4 years at IDS. I made the decision to start my own firm, Diversified Financial Solutions, in 1996, which focuses on personalized customer service. I work with clients from all walks of life, helping them to improve their lives and follow their dreams. My philosophy is that with time, discipline, and determination, you can reach your financial goals and dreams. Wall Street firms, banks, and trust companies could experience frequent personnel and strategy changes. Myself, on the other hand, have been in the business for over 24 years. Many of my clients have been with me for most of those years with the same company. I have seen my clients successfully send their children to college, pay down debt, buy their first homes, retire, and much more. I will be there for you through the good times and the bad. To keep up with changes in the times, I'm a board member for the Society of Financial Service Professionals and a member of the Financial Services Institute, or FSI. I have my Series 7, 24, 51, 53, and 63 licenses, and I'm also licensed in 14 states throughout the country. And I have my life, health, and annuity licenses as well. My credentials include the CHFC, which is Chartered Financial Consultant, and CLU, which is Chartered Life Underwriter, both designations in the industry. I have also been a contributor to many articles in such publications as Forbes, CNBC, U.S. News and World Reports, Financial Advisor Magazine, and Newsday. Near and dear to my heart is the nonprofit I founded over 7 years ago, Power of Women Exchanging Resources, Inc., which inspires women to be amazing and have equality in business leadership by building a foundation of personal and professional support in all stages of their lives through education, networking, and giving back to the community. While I'm not working or doing community outreach, I love to spend time with my husband, my daughter, and my Jack Russell Terrier. So just to tell you how I got in the industry, obviously I was with Smith Barney and a lot of other companies before I started my own company, but to think that it actually all started with a mutual fund. My grandfather bought me a mutual fund when I was a teenager. It was actually called the Guardian Park Avenue Fund, and many of you out there may have heard of it. It's no longer in existence, but it was a great fund. I had no idea how to read the statements that I received or what it really all meant at the time. But all I did know is that over time, this thing grew. So how cool was that? I can make money and not have to do anything. My grandpa was truly ahead of his time because people, or most people back in the day, had no idea what a mutual fund really was, and this was back in the 80s. Today, many people still don't actually know what a mutual fund is. So what happened when I went to college, I went to Adelphi University, and I actually went in as a foreign language major, but decided to shift gears and decided to study business management as my main focus, with a concentration in finance. So I guess from there, the rest is history. I absolutely do love what I do because I really enjoy helping people. What many people do not realize is what a financial advisor really does. There are reasons for that confusion because not all financial advisors are doing the same thing or working the same way, or created equal for that matter. So what do I mean by that? Well, there are advisors that just do investments or advisors that just sell life insurance. They may dabble in other areas, but they are not doing a comprehensive review of your situation. In my practice, we take a holistic approach. We want to make sure that all areas of your financial situation are working properly, much like an annual physical you may get from your doctor. As I mentioned earlier, most of my clients have been with me for many years. So let's take a look at the various life stages that are involved in planning. So basically, when you're starting out, you know, savings and accumulation is really the beginning of it all. And, you know, you're maybe saving for a first home, you're saving for retirement. I mean, that's something we all start at all different times. But, you know, there's certain challenges that happen. Income may not be at a certain level, cash flow, you may have debt, you know, career and family challenges at that time. So starting out is a difficult time, but it's definitely a time that you want to do something. Even if it's just a little bit, it's something you definitely want to take advantage of and look toward the future and start establishing really what your goals are. Savings and accumulation, which is kind of midlife. And, you know, that's maybe in your 40s and 50s. You know, you may be looking toward a financial plan, looking at all the areas of your financial situation, retirement, life insurance, disability needs, long-term care. You know, there's challenges with that as well. You know, maybe in the sandwich generation, or you may have your children going to college. But again, it's when we look at the entire financial situation, you know, a professional like myself can find different areas that you may not be able to uncover yourself and really help you meet and achieve those goals. So then we move into our 50s and 60s, which we call the retirement red zone or pre-retirement accumulation. So many of the services and things we're still looking at retirement, you know, retirement transition discussions, estate planning kind of comes into play. We're still looking at life insurance, maybe still disability, long-term care. Again, there's challenges. Is it going to be a retirement that's forced upon you? Is it something that you're choosing? There's so many questions that have happened there with life transitioning. What do my pensions look like? Do I have a pension? 401ks? So there's a lot of different areas in that final accumulation stage before we get to the next stage, which is at or near retirement. And that's the big transition period. And that will typically fall between 12 months before and into 2 years into retirement. A lot of stuff is going to happen. You're transitioning from getting a paycheck to now utilizing your assets, possibly taking Social Security, possibly having a pension. So you need that retirement transition action plan, Social Security analysis. You know, when is a good time to take that Social Security? Do you take it when you first can get it at 62? Maybe not. You know, you're going to get a big reduction there. Maybe waiting to 66 full retirement, or possibly coordinating it with your spouse. And distribution planning. Most of us know how to accumulate that money, but distributing that money, that's when the challenges really come, and that's when a financial advisor really comes in handy. And basically, the other stage, retirement and distribution, now you're fully retired. So here we're making sure we're kind of switching a little bit and looking at retirement income projections. Will your money last you? That's probably the biggest question that most people ask me. Is this money going to last me? Am I going to have enough through my whole retirement? Still distribution planning, Social Security analysis, making sure things are working well. Estate and legacy planning comes in. So required minimum distributions. So as you can see, there's just a lot of things that come into play. And having a partner like myself, the financial chick, with Diversified Financial Solutions, will help you navigate these things and give you the answers that you need instead of getting overwhelmed with all of the different stages of life. So the last stage is estate and legacy. And so as a comprehensive holistic financial planner, we look at everything. Are we updating beneficiary designations every year? Are we making sure that the things that you have in your head that you know want to happen with your assets and or other property is going to go the way that you want it to go? So we work with a lot of professionals so we can help you look at all of these different areas of your life. So there's probably a good six areas that you want to take a look at in client life stage planning. So we're coming into our commercial break, but after the break, we're going to talk more about the different areas and ways that I can help you to help you get a more clarity about your current situation and feel more confident that the financial decisions and goals that you have are realistic and doable. So let's talk after the break. This is the Financial Chick. Welcome back from the commercial break. Again, this is the Financial Chick, Denise Nostrom with Diversified Financial Solutions. You can reach me at 631-758-8691. You can text that number as well. And you can also reach me at financialchickshow.com. Or we're also on Facebook with Diversified Financial Solutions. So reach out if there's any questions that you have. We're definitely here to answer those questions for you. So again, and speaking of financial advisors and how financial advisors do a lot of different things, and but I'm going to talk about really what can I do for you. The first thing that many of my clients do is what's called a comprehensive financial plan. And the reason we do a comprehensive financial plan is there's so many questions that people have that I equated to my doctor. You know, sometimes I'll say to my doctor, well, you know, like what vitamin should I be on? And I'm saying, you know, maybe I'm on an A or a C or a D. And they're like, yeah, no, that's good. Well, how much should I take? Well, as long as you don't take over this milligram, you know, you should be fine. I have a problem with that. And I would not do that to my clients. I feel that, you know, when you have certain questions and you want to get a track to run on, doing a financial analysis is the most important thing to do. With a financial plan, it's really gathering all of your information that you have, facts, figures, but also we're going to put in their feelings. So it's really important to know exactly what you have. A lot of times people don't really take stock of all of the investments that they have. So I'll meet with somebody and we'll talk a little bit about how I meet. So right now with the pandemic, we have an office located in Medford. We are seeing people in person, masks on. We are also doing Zoom meetings. So if there's a way that you don't feel comfortable coming to the office, we can certainly do a Zoom and pre-send you paperwork or whatever the case may be. So we can accommodate you anyway. You know, the show must go on, as they say. But with the financial analysis, when I sit down with you, we take a look at everything that you have. We start with a budget. That's probably the hardest part that most people don't prefer, but really it's most integral part of the financial plan. You have to know how much is going out to really know that the money that you have coming in is adequate. And maybe I said that a little bit backwards, but it really from a retirement standpoint, you know, especially when people get close to retirement, it's almost impossible to do any planning if we don't know what we're planning on. So the sooner you do a budget and have an idea, I always say kind of laying the groundwork, do your budget, know what you have. We can always tweak it down the line. So doing the budget will give us an idea of, do you have excess every month? Are you running short? And if so, how do we combat that? Then we take a look at debt. If you have a debt situation, maybe we need a debt plan to get rid of that debt. Again, it's knowing and taking stock of everything that you have, and sometimes having a second person look at your situation may not be as dire as you think it is. A lot of times I find that too. People, you know, will come in and they're all uptight and tense, and after we have a discussion, we have our free consultation, and I talk about the things that I can do for them, they feel like, wow, this is something I really can do, and I can make it happen. All it takes sometimes is just having a plan. We have these things in our head. We know we want to do this, we want to do that. But after a while, it just becomes thoughts in our head. If we don't take action, nothing happens. So the financial plan, we got the budget. We want to have a stock of all the debt that you have, but also want to see all the assets that you have, bringing in pension paperwork if you have a pension, bringing in your tax return. Basically, what I do is I go in there and I kind of scour everything that you have and then kind of come back to you with this analysis, showing you things maybe in a different way than when you've been looking at it, and then proposing solutions. So, like I said, that it's just a phenomenal way. We even have a spreadsheet that will give you an idea of like what the numbers will look 5-10 years down the line. So if you're running short, don't you want to know now as opposed to later? And if there's things that you can change, it's better to do it years before than doing it later. So the financial plan is definitely an integral part of the program. So other things that we could do for you, we work in all different areas. So we have retirement planning. We work with traditional IRAs, Roth IRAs, 401ks, 403bs. We do direct rollovers. You have 401ks at several companies that you've left. You know, it's hard to keep track of things to begin with. Consolidate them, roll them all into one IRA. That's something we can help you facilitate. Get yourself organized. We look at variable annuities, fixed annuities, equity index annuities. Insurance solutions is another area. Maybe, you know, you run your own company. You're the company. If God forbid something happened to you, you know, who pays the bills? Disability income is really important for everybody. We have insurance, term, universal life, whole life, long-term care insurance. We have a thing called health matching account, which is helps people with some health insurance planning. We have a whole division that actually is run by Allison Saguna in my office for Medicare, Medicare supplements, Medicare Advantage, Part D prescription plans. So insurance is a big piece of the puzzle because, you know, you could do a great plan, but God forbid something happens where you're unable to work or a primary breadwinner passes prematurely, could ruin an entire financial analysis. So we really want to take a look at all the pieces of the puzzle. Then we take a look at wealth accumulation. You know, this is the fun part. Sometimes people, the insurance part is not as fun to discuss, but wealth accumulation, whether it be mutual funds, individual stocks, bonds, brokerage, fee-based, money markets, REITs, real estate investment trusts, we've got run the whole gamut. Small business planning. If you're running a small business, people don't realize, you know, sometimes, well, actually this year, we have a really good opportunity with some tax credits for small businesses under 10, where you can actually install a 401k plan and get some tax credits to basically cover all the costs or most of the costs for that installation of the plan. But if you're a smaller company, a single K, sole proprietor, single K plan, very similar to the 401k. We have SEP IRAs, simple IRAs, profit sharing, group health insurance, different programs like that. So small business planning is a huge area. And you know, a lot of times small businesses, they're working so hard on their business, they forget to work on themselves. And that's something we can come in, get a partner. You know, if you've got all the pieces of your puzzle together, you feel so much better and your business will prosper too. Education planning, the 529 college plans, we have UTMAs, Coverdell, we still have them. They're really kind of fallen off the radar a little bit, but some of you may have them out there for college planning. We also have a colleague of ours that does all college admission and financial aid consultation. So a lot of different areas there. And then some other service, we have comprehensive financial plans that I mentioned, asset allocation programs. Are you allocated? Sometimes it's just a matter of making sure, getting a second opinion to make sure that your program that you're working with right now is in line with your risk and your time frame. Portfolio analysis and review, tax reduction strategies, charitable giving planning. We do estate planning strategies, credit report cleanup and repair. We also have a program called Plan Confidence. And Plan Confidence is a great plan that is separate from your 401k. A lot of people are not sure what to do with their 401k and if they're investing it properly. We have a program that we can help you with that will help guide you to make sure you're doing the right thing every month or every other month with regard to current contributions and as well as the balance of the plan. So a lot of different things that we can offer. Tax strategies. We work closely with your accountant. And if you don't have an accountant, we have professional recommendations that can assist you. So what we really try to do is do the full package, just the one-stop shop. So you don't have to go to 15 different places. And quite honestly, you know, with our firm and being in business for over 24 years, most of my clients do put everything under one roof with us. Not that they can't have things with other people, but what typically happens is we're fighting against different things. And if we're not all on the same sheet of music, sometimes your actual ultimate goal doesn't work properly. So not required, but yet a pretty good thing to do. And one thing people always want to know is how we get paid. You know, there's several ways. There's mutual funds, which are A shares, basically upfront. C shares, which are a deferred type of sales charge. There's fee-based accounts, which will be annual fees charged. And then there's different pricing with regard to insurance and annuities. So again, not everything is you know, we don't get compensated the same way nor are priced to you the same way, but everything is explained to you so you know exactly what you're getting into when you get into it. So the main reason is meeting your goals with the proper products. That's the most important thing. So basically, it's tough. You know, it's a complicated world, and dealing with your situation is your financial situation is not any different. So choosing to work with a professional makes a whole lot of sense. So please do call 631-758-8691 with any questions that you have, or just come in to take advantage of that complimentary consultation. And we'll help you guide you and give you an idea of where you are and get you to a better place. So again, as the Financial Chick, thank you so much for listening. I look forward to speaking with you next time.
Advisory services offered through Blackridge Asset Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities are offered through Peak Brokerage Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Blackridge Asset Management and Diversified Financial Solutions are separate and independent entities from Peak Brokerage Services.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.